Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Lisa J. Koss, the co-founder and a partner at Ontos Global. She has 25 years of experience in global leadership, team development, talent management, executive coaching and design, and organizational change initiatives. Her proprietary coaching model has been taught in 9 different languages across the globe, and her new book is Leading for Learning, How Managers Can Get Business Results Through Developmental Coaching and Inspire Deep Employee Commitment. Certainly looking forward to hearing all the details here. And Lisa, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure.
I'm certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards and definitely appreciate your time. So what was the inspiration in your writing this book, Leading for Learning?
I never really thought about writing a book about coaching, and not even that, but even for most of my career, I never really thought about myself or introduced myself as a coach. It's just a skill. It was a skill set in my mind that went along with working with leadership groups, executive development, strategy sessions, whatever the group dynamic or group work there was to do in an organization, it was just useful to have that skill set. And over time, what I realized was that managers are having a lot of trouble tackling this toughest part of their job, which is really leading people. They come out of school and get their experience around some functional area, but actually are struggling quite a lot with the people aspects, and that's really what keeps them up at night. And so what I wanted to do was to give them some, give them a tool. There's so little that organizations seem to do as it relates to helping people ramp up to become a leader in the organization from a people perspective. People are getting promoted for their functional expertise, but they're actually not getting what they need as it relates to engaging others, working with others, and bringing out the best in others so that their job can actually be a little easier. And so my purpose of writing the book was to give people a process, kind of give them an idea, a concept, and actually very explicit examples of how they can get from A to B in a conversation that achieves a lot of that, a lot of the struggle that sort of addresses the struggle that managers have to have great conversations with their employees or even their peers or managers for that sake, and really kind of achieve 2 things at once, both the business result as well as the engagement and excitement and really the skill set, bringing the full skill set of the people that with whom they're working forward.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are already appreciative of your making the effort to write this book, Leading for Learning. Good stuff. Now, tell us, Lisa, who needs this book the most, and how does a manager know whether coaching is a skill he or she needs?
Well, you know, it says when sometimes someone might approach me and say, you know, do you think I need a coach? So let's just shift to that for a second. And my answer is, well, are you in any kind of pain? are you feeling unsatisfied in some way? Are you struggling in some way? It probably means that there's some learning to be had. And we all struggle when we don't have enough information or enough skills in our lives. And so being a person who's in a role, a people role, is an ideal candidate for this kind of book. But we also hear a lot of feedback from people who have been through our program, because we have a 2-day program that is actually all about practice, what's in the book. And so what we hear from those individuals is, hey, this helps me with my kids. This helps me with giving a presentation. This helps me in all kinds of ways, because this process, this seven-step model, which kind of serves as a path, a guide, a direction in a conversation to help it have a fruitful result, is really useful for people to think about, you know, organizing all those ideas, which often involve emotions. How do you harness all of those ideas and needs and motivations and all of that into kind of a path in a conversation? And that's what I propose in the book, along with lots of examples and stories about how to do just that.
Now, Lisa, I also understand you have a model in your book called the developmental coaching model. What is that exactly, and what is developmental coaching? Get into that, if you would.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was referring to, which is this developmental coaching model is a model that guides people through a mindset and a skill set, really, of how do you have those conversations with people who are not only trying to be successful in their roles, but how do they become better leaders? While there are lots of coaching models, if you were to Google coaching models and you'd find 10, 20, 30 coaching models, they all have something kind of similar in mind. And yet this particular model is really does something special, and that is not treating the coaching moment as solely about the development of the person, which of course is a terrific aspiration. It also provides a bit of a formula about how to connect the business outcome that you're looking for with the developmental topic that that person is needing to address or to become more aware of. And so it kind of shows how a leader might start a conversation when things are not going right, or even if they are going right, and the manager wants their direct report or their peer or even their manager to pay attention to something in the business, but connect that to who they are as a person and why it matters. Why does it matter? And why, I'm bringing this up for a reason. Why do I think you could really take advantage to listen to me right now? Because this has to do with you and your development and your future and your goals and aspirations. So in the early part of the model, it's that kind of that formula of how do you address, how do you set the table? How do you put the different dishes on the table and say, if I look at these dishes in this way, I am going to set myself up and us up for a conversation that's truly enriching, that's helping the business get what it needs, as well as the individual to engage much more fully so that it's a sustainable step forward for that individual to work on something because they care about it, because they know it's important to them, and they've made that explicit connection in their mind before they even start.
Certainly do appreciate the thorough response. Most helpful today. We're speaking with Lisa J. Koss, the co-founder and a partner at Ontos Global. Her new book is Leading for Learning, How Managers Can Get Business Results Through Developmental Coaching and Inspire Deep Employee Commitment. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what do novice coaches tell you about their early attempts to coach? I'm sure folks would appreciate some input on this.
Well, oftentimes that it doesn't go well. whether they have a new model in front of them or they're just trying to be helpful in some way, it does take practice, like anything. I do get surprised sometimes when people expect to, come out of the box and just like get a notion and expect it to go perfectly. But that's why it's a skill set, right? It takes time. That said, why not help yourself in finding kind of a flow and a pattern to start practicing with? And the first piece of the model is about establishing a climate of trust. And so what does that mean? And many times there are issues between individuals that are unresolved. They've gone unresolved. And so you can't coach without trust. So there's a whole full chapter in the book about what do you do when you're either trying to establish trust for the first time or repair. And of course, it's not really a step to have trust with people. It's a process. But there's ideas in the book about how do you repair, or how do you establish a climate in the moment for a positive engagement with somebody else, and sort of how do you go about that? And because of course nobody wants to be coached if there's not sufficient trust. There doesn't need to be perfect trust, but there does need to be sufficient trust. And so sometimes there's a few steps to go through where you engage the other person about the history or about what's, what you're what your wish is about the relationship, for example, in order to put yourself in a position to be able to coach the other.
Awesome information shared here today. Lisa, can't thank you enough. Now, here's another question for you. What are the misconceptions or common myths about coaching that you hear the most about?
This is a great question. People have all kinds of ideas about what coaching is, partly because they've been in sports teams, they think about therapy, they're really not sure what coaching is. And so I devote time at the beginning of the book to sort of say, what is it and what is it not? And also, what is the difference between a professional coach versus a manager coach? This book is about how to become a manager coach, meaning you're not a, you know, it's not about giving up your technical expertise and going into the people arena of, you know, in the helping professions, for example. They're going to have a bit of a different experience with the professional coach than they will with the manager coach. And there's reasons that I outline in the book for that and things to pay attention to and constraints that a manager coach might have. But one of the myths is that coaching is just it's about being a good problem solver, a good sounding board, about giving good advice, about being really smart. And we're actually not talking about that at all. It's not about problem solving exactly. It's really about engagement and having people learn how to be their own best friend and how to get people to move from trying to solve problems, which feels so good. It's so seductive to want to help people because it helps us feel good when we help people. And we're not making our lives any easier because those individuals, once they get a great idea from you, come right on back and say, now I have another problem and now I have another problem. So instead, what we need to do is help people grow not only from being able to think about their own issues more fully and more skillfully, but also to, you know, engage themselves in, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Explore their assumptions and really get better at learning and get better at really coaching themselves and also feeling supported by their manager. So there's this myth that coaching is about being a great problem solver, and it's not that. It's really not that. It's about understanding, helping the person understand what they want, what is the dilemma they face, what is getting in the way of them not doing something. Like, you know, I'm having trouble building relationships with people, or I'm stressed out and I'm impatient, right? What is that about? And so helping people get underneath that, understanding the dilemma that they're facing and what might be in it for them to really explore why that is something that makes sense for them to start being more aware of and thereby starting to get underneath what they do, why they do it, and then what choices they might have about continuing along the same track or making adjustments because their awareness is starting to get really deep about why they do what they do. And so that's really the role of a coach, is to help that individual fulfill their purpose. At the same time, again, I want to come back to this point of doing both what's good for the business as well as what's good for the individual. Organizations are in the business of doing two things, or I say should be in the business of doing two things: fulfill their mission and support their people to fulfill their own purpose at the same time. And that requires people managers to engage people more holistically, more fully about who they are, how they feel, what they want, so that it's a win-win. Organizations are maturing. They're getting more savvy about these things, about, you know, that people need to show up fully at work and really be given an opportunity and a space to connect in a more meaningful way at work.
What a great way to conclude, and the goal certainly is that, and I can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on yourself, your book, obviously, Leading for Learning, where they could pick that up, and also more on ONTAS Global. Where's the best place to get all the details?
Yeah, well, there's on Amazon. It is available. and getting a hold of me, I'm happy to do so. I'm on LinkedIn, as you said at the beginning, Lisa J. Koss on LinkedIn. And then I also have, of course, we have a website, ontosglobal.com. Ontos is ONTOS. ontosglobal.com is our work. We have taught this particular model all around the world in 9 different languages, and it's been delivered in everything from Mandarin to Swedish to Italian to Hungarian to Polish to French to Spanish. I actually teach the program in French and Spanish, so there's a whole practice orientation as well. So I guess what I would say is, you know, any questions or want to just chat, pick up the phone or drop me a line, and I would be more than happy to talk to anyone who wants to play with these ideas.
And on behalf of the listeners, we certainly appreciate that invitation. Again, folks, for more details, visit ontosglobal.com. Lisa, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was great. Appreciate your time and your invitation.
And certainly was my pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Lisa J. Koss, the co-founder and a partner at Ontos Global. Her new book is Leading for Learning, How Managers Can Get Business Results Through Developmental Coaching and Inspire Deep Employee Commitment. And for all the details, once again, visit ontosglobal.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.